Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on May 13, 2014, with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Today, we're honored to have Monica Griffith, PCC, as our guest coach. Please do read Monica's complete bio and see her contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. Here's the outline of our call today. Monica will coach her client for about 25 minutes. Then we will interview Monica for about 10 minutes. Then we'll open the line for you all to ask questions. Then at 5 minutes before the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close the call. Monica and your client, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure to be here. Mm-hmm. This is Monica.
We're so happy to have you. And everyone else, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this Real Coaching session. Monica, when you're ready, please begin your coaching.
Very good. Thank you. Christy, are you on the line?
I am.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice again.
And yours as well.
It's been a while. I want to thank you so much for accepting the invitation to coach with me today. It really is a privilege to be able to coach with you, and I know you're up to so many great, big, wonderful things that I'm anxious to hear what those are all about and how I can best support you today. So thank you, and welcome. How can I coach you today? What can you use some support on?
Well, actually, Monica, this session, thank you for having me here today because it's very timely. I really would like some guidance around, you know, I'm a coach here in our corporate setting, and I really want to get some direction around my communication skills. You know, I've always thought that that was a strength. I've done Strength Finders. Communication happens to be one of my top five. And I've recently gotten some feedback for opportunity around this. So it's something I take very seriously. And I thought maybe today we could work through kind of some of those hurdles that I've come up against.
Very good. Well, thanks for sharing that with me. I would agree that communication is a very strong skill for you, and something I know you're very passionate about, as we've worked together in the past. So I can see this is something that's real important for you. I'm interested in the word hurdles. Can you say a little bit more about what the hurdle is?
Well, for example, I've got two examples.
Okay.
One is I had an opportunity to present some best practices in coaching to an executive leadership team, and I had 15 minutes to present, and there were 8 best practices. So I felt like I really wanted to capture all of those and, you know, be enthusiastic and create passion around the value that we can bring to the organization. And the feedback after the session was that I was trying to sell. And I want to influence, and I want to create value. But my leader had shared feedback that she would have liked me to have asked more questions of them and to have more of a coaching style in that presentation.
Hmm.
And so I was... You know, of course, I had, well, they only gave me 20 minutes, and I had to make my point, and all of those things, I had to justify, you know, how I did things, and because I know this group, and I said, if I would have asked them a question, it would have been their show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, and she even said it was a presentation. Well, a presentation isn't coaching. So it was kind of that, all right, well, lessons learned for next time. I'll try to facilitate more and do less presenting.
Hmm.
So that's one hurdle. And my second hurdle is we just presented coaching beyond the numbers, so behavioral style coaching. And I've done a lot of virtual training. And I've gotten a lot of feedback as to that it wasn't as effective as they had hoped. And I guess I'm uncomfortable in that forum because I'm not, you know, I'm not used to that. It's very hard for me to read people across the screen to make sure people are understanding, that they're engaged. And, I mean, even the simple things, Monica, like, okay, well, do I stand or do I sit for this?
Ah.
If I sit for this, is it sending the message that I don't have energy or I just don't feel like I'm really representing who I am in those sessions? I feel most impactful in a coaching situation where it's just me and, you know, my leader. But when I'm in a group setting, I feel like the true Christy doesn't come through.
Very good. Well, breathe.
Yes.
Yeah, breathe. You are up to such big stuff. And I can hear how important this is to you and that you are very dedicated to who you are. And that's such a great thing because that's just where you anchor yourself and your core. So, very good. You are on a great hero's journey, my friend. Are you breathing?
I am.
Oh,
and
good.
Well, and that's the hard thing, too, when you are so passionate about it. So, I also have woo as my as a strength. And I've also said, you know, sometimes my woo takes over
and
it gets out of control. I have to really, sometimes it's best if I put my woo in my pocket so that it's not really all about me and showcasing me and trying to push my agenda, you know, because it's so, we are up to big things and it's all, this year is all about proving our worth. And so I feel that pressure, and sometimes when that fear comes through, like, am I going to have a job next year? That's when I feel even more of that urge to say, hey, you know what? Coaching works. You guys need this. Let me show you. Let me tell you. And I totally get out of that coaching mode and get more into that salesperson mode. Do you know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying. I really do hear what you're saying, Christy. And, you know, the more you talk about it, the more clear it becomes that this is just all about what it is you do and who you are. So I'd like to take a minute to step back, okay? So take another breath. You've talked about a lot of things today, and I know they seem to be all intertwined. Seems to be many things that are, you know, all intertwined in making something really big. Let's pull it back, and let's make it small and sweet. And take a look, and let's talk about one thing that you would like to focus on today that you can really take out of this session and walk away knowing you have a direction and a path and an action. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Great. So we've talked about your presentation to the executive leaders and justifying the presentation of selling, which is what you were under the impression was kind of looking for, correct?
Right.
And behavior style coaching, which was a virtual presentation. Was the leadership presentation virtual or is that face-to-face?
It was virtual.
Okay, so two virtual presentations. Very good. And then what I heard was really honing in with who am I? Who is Christy? And then I heard a lot of words that I just love as a coach, pushing agenda, proving worth, fear, urging to push. So all good, juicy stuff, right?
Right.
So take a breath and look and see and tell us, tell me what's one thing that would really help center you on where you're going and what's getting in your way.
That's hard.
What's hard? Well, what would it be like to have it be easy?
Having somebody tell me what to do.
Oh, very good. Is that familiar to you, Christy?
Right, because I don't want to make a mistake.
Oh, say more.
I don't want to fail. You know, I've built a very successful career, and not that I've never had, you know, failures. Of course I have. That's how you learn.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never felt the pressure that I feel now, in that failure is not an option, because I have a 14-year-old daughter at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, and I believe in this role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, oh, well, Christy, you could just go get another job. I don't want another job. Because this is really who I am and what I think that the company needs.
Okay.
So I guess if I were going back to your question, what one thing that I could focus on would be I think it all comes down to reading my audience and knowing my audience. And you'd think as a coach I would be really insightful.
Oh, yes, yeah. Because we are know-all, be-all, end-all, right? We are it. Take a look at that. Take a look at that. What you just said.
So, you know.
No. Take a look for me.
Okay.
What did you just say? As a coach, I should be more insightful.
Yes.
Hmm.
Should. I know. I should.
Should
right?
you?
That
should
naughty
you?
Word.
Yeah, should you? I mean, really, again, take a step back. Is it about the coach?
Hmm. I feel that, because when I look at the sustainability of coaching, no one is going to say, I don't believe in coaching, because that's a ridiculous statement to make as a leader, right? But do they find value in the coaching specialist? And that's when it becomes personal, and that's when it becomes, you know, me feeling like I not only have to lead the bandwagon for coaching, but I have to lead the bandwagon for Christy, you know, and constantly being, you know, okay, you know, am I on the right path? Do you, you know, did you find what I said helpful and insightful? And that's a lot of pressure to carry.
Hmm, it is. It is. How's that been working for you?
Not well. That's why we're
not so good. Not so good. So very good. Very good. Very good. Very good insight that you're seeing about Christy. What would it be like if it wasn't about Christy? What would that be like? And the specialist job. What would that be like?
Freeing.
Pardon me?
It would be freeing.
It would be freeing. Hmm.
You know, I would be able to be who I truly am without having to try to be what I think everybody wants me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't even know if I have that right. You know, I think I know what they want me to be, but I may not even be right on that. You know what I'm saying? I would like to just be, at this point in my life, I'm not a spring chicken. I just want to be who I am. I've grown to appreciate, it's been a long journey. I've come to appreciate who I am.
So who are you? Say more about that. Who are you, Christy? Who is Christy?
I am, you know, this is going to sound really quirky, but I am just a lover of people. I appreciate people's uniqueness. I strive for, you know, having those experiences where I can learn and grow. And I want to be authentic because I'm
you
at
want,
my best want, when I'm real.
So do you want to be authentic or are you authentic?
Okay, so I have, you know, two different sides, right? Mm-hmm. When I am in a one-on-one session with someone,
mm-hmm.
authentic. I mean, I get feedback, you know, you're so genuine, blah, blah, blah. But then when I get into a situation where I'm in a group, I feel like I have to do a dog and pony show. And I don't know why I'm like that.
Dog and pony show. Don't you love that term? I mean, it just brings up a vision, doesn't it?
Oh, I mean, yeah. It's, I feel like a performer. I mean, I feel like I'm being who that audience wants me to be.
How's that working?
I never leave feeling good.
Hmm.
About, I'm like, okay, I've accomplished that task. I've met that obligation.
Yeah, checklist.
Now can I get back to what I do really well?
So is there something amiss? Is there a gap? What's getting in your way of being authentic in a group?
The expectations I think others have of me.
Hmm. Okay. Say more.
I just think they want to come out enlightened. And that's a huge burden. And I'm like, I can't bring that enlightenment to you. You have to find it within yourself. You know? I mean, I take that ownership and that responsibility that, oh my gosh, they have to leave and, you know, have this huge light bulb go off on top of their head.
Okay.
And if I don't have that, then I feel like, well, that was a waste of time.
So, very good. Very good. So is it true that is what you need to do or is expected of you in that setting? Is that the truth? Take a look. Very good.
Probably not.
So take a look. Take a look. It's okay. You're doing so good. You're doing great work.
You know, and I shouldn't, well, there's that should word again.
I know.
I'll compare. So I attend my fellow coaches' sessions, and there's a coach, and I'm like, oh, why can't I? I'm an actress. I could be her. I want to just, because she gets great reception, and she can, you know, she facilitates beautifully.
So,
I'm going to be like her.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, that's my other, and Monica, I know all of this stuff is not right. I know that in my heart and my being that I know what is true, but there is something in me that for that moment in time, it goes out of my head.
Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right. That is what I call monkey mind. Because when you are, I know, isn't that the best? When you are up to something really big, you're at that place where it's in the unknown, and it's much easier, isn't it, to go back to what's comfortable and familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah, And that's just a part of your brain that's saying, hey, let's be safe here and just step back a minute. Let somebody else tell you what to do. And if they don't tell you right, then it's not your fault that it didn't go well. Yeah. So what really are the expectations, Christy? What really is your expectation to be who you are, doing the best job that you possibly can, the hero that you are on your journey?
My expectations for myself are that, you know, people want, they hunger for these opportunities to learn more and build their skills.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to back you up a second, okay?
Okay.
What are your expectations for you as you are in front of these people?
That I connect to them.
That you connect.
Right.
Say more.
And that,
that you connect how, in what way? What does that look like? What does connecting look like?
That you have their engagement, that you have that rapport, that you have that excitement between you and the group. And then I created that desire.
Okay. And do you do that with your one-on-one?
Yes.
Good. Very good. So you know what it looks like.
Yes.
Yes. Good.
And it's so awesome because it's like, yes, this, I love my job. I am coach. This is my purpose, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I get in these group settings, and it's like, I hate this. If this is what this role is, I gotta bail because I don't like this.
Okay, all right. So you don't like it. What do you see when you say you don't like it?
I don't like I don't get the same sort of reaction.
Okay.
Of group sessions that I get on one-on-one.
Okay.
So I know, so that, and that makes me feel like I'm failing.
So what are you doing differently?
Performing.
Oh my goodness. You're performing. You're putting on that dog and pony show.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good, Monica.
you did all the work. You figured it out. Yeah?
Yeah.
Breathe, my friend. So, what do you see about who Christy is when she's in front of a group?
I am, you mean how, what I see, someone whose insecurity comes out, and when that happens, then I have to totally shift and go overboard, because I want to come across as being confident, and so I really go over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the dog and pony show comes, and that's when I leave feeling, wow, that's really not who I am.
Yeah.
And why does this little gremlin come up that says, Christy, you're not competent, you're not, you know, you don't know what you're doing. When I feel that coming on, then I'm like, that's my way of shutting it down and saying, no, I am competent, and I'm just going to show you how competent I am.
Okay.
Then it becomes all about me showcasing.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So you see that it is in you, the voice, we'll call him Monkey Mind again, that's saying you're not good enough to do this. And you retaliate with, yes, I am, and I'll show you, yeah?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would it be like to have some tools that would help you to see truly that you are a hero on a hero's journey, that you are good enough, that you are confident in working in the group setting or in the individual setting? Would that be okay with you?
Oh, I'd love that.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, unfortunately, our time today is at an end, but I wanted to see if you are at least complete in the vision that you are following your life's dream and that you do have the capabilities and the competencies and the passion and desire to do this and do it well so that you show up as Christy every time.
Yes. Yes. This was so good for me, Monica, because it's been a lot of things that I felt, but I just haven't verbalized it. And I haven't really shared that stuff with my manager, because, I'm like, well, not that she would ever hold it over my head, but, this was good. I mean, it opened my eyes as to, really the important thing was for me to be authentic and genuine, because that's really who I am. And then I'm not showing up like that in these group settings. And that's where the disconnect is.
Mm-hmm.
So my next step is really to find, okay, so how do I, in that group setting, show up as genuine, show up as Christy, and it's going to be okay, because you know what? Christy's a pretty good gig,
People are pretty lucky to have Christy leading their program, right?
I hope so.
Yes. Well, I just want to see, are we complete? Are we good for this part of what it is you're working on?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good, very good. I just want to thank you for being so courageous to bring something like this up. It's huge, and I can tell that. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to help you see what you already know and just uncover those things. So thank you so much for allowing me that privilege, Christy.
Thank you, Monica.
Jamie and Sherry, we are complete.
Okay, great. Monica, this is Sherry. Thank you very much, and thank you to your client as well. So, Monica, we'd like to ask you a few questions, and then we'll invite others to do the same. So the first question that I wanted to ask you just broadly is, how would you define your coaching today? What was strong for you?
I think what was strong for me today was to be able to create a safe space for Christy and to share something that's very big and very personal, keep it light enough that it didn't become overwhelming for her, and yet keep her focused. And let's go back, because she had a lot of things to talk about. So let's find one thing, and so that we can really open some doors.
Okay, great, wonderful. You know, I noticed that, of course, we all have our unique styles as a coach. And when we're coaching a client, you clearly have a relationship with this client that is, it seems like it's an ongoing coaching relationship with this client.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so when that happens, I noticed that you were quite direct a couple of times in, bringing her to this place of a new perspective. Right? Or offering this new perspective.
Yes.
So my question, I guess, Monica, is How would that be different with a client that you did not know as well or have, you know, have some background history with, like you do this particular client?
Oh, that's a great question. And, you know, I wonder about that when I start coaching with a new client. It's mm-hmm. like, how am I going to be able to really help them and see where they need to go? And for me, really the relationship just starts off that way. I'm pretty clear when I start with a new client that, you know, my role here is to help direct you to where you need to be for yourself. I don't know where that is, only you do. But there are times when I may stop you and say, let's rewind. Because rewinding to me is like, okay, let's back up a little bit and take another look, take another step and let it go. And so I really, gosh, I've never had a situation where I wasn't able to do it. And I think it's being compassionate and really speaking to them so that they know that I'm in your corner. I'm here for you. It's all about you, not me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So you said, it was interesting what you just said, you know, which of course as a coach we don't know, right? You know, the
mm-hmm.
client knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so going a little deeper then, how do you know that it's, it is her, you know, your client's ideas and not your own? What clues do you have for yourself, you know, when you're working with someone?
Well, I do take some notes, and I try to use their words as mm-hmm. often as I can, you know, restating especially the metaphors because they're just so juicy. And if you can, you know, talk again in their language
mm-hmm.
and asking questions, I'm anxious to hear from others, but I don't think I offer advice. I may restate, reword, and ask, is that right, or is that what you said, or mm-hmm. am I on the right path? So always verifying with them that is really what they said. I think that's the main thing. I do sometimes struggle with, I know where you need to go, and I think that's human nature, because we always think we know whatever other people want. So sometimes I have to make a note on my pad. It's, you know, it's really all about Christy in this case. And keeping my focus on her name and her
mm-hmm.
situation rather than my own.
Right.
It does. It's a problem that we as coaches run into a lot. It's like, I can just take you down there and show you where to go, but that's not my job.
Right. Nor does that work, darn it, right?
No, it doesn't work. Not for very long, anyway.
No, not for very long. It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
No.
Okay, good. Thank you, Monica. Jamie, do you have a question for Monica?
Yeah, I was just curious, Monica, and great job.
Thank you.
Was there anything surprising for you in this session today, something you didn't expect?
From the client or myself?
Anything.
Or both, maybe. I think when I asked her at one point, would it be okay if this were easy, or what would it take to be easy? And I think to me that was a real moment for her when she said, I don't want to fail. And I remember physically I sat back in my chair and went, wow, I never expected that from
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, for me it was like, whoa, that was a big one. That was a great question at, I guess, the right moment that she just says, I don't want to fail. Okay, now I know where we're going. So that was a surprise for me. And I was a little surprised at being able to get one area, one thing for her to see one thing that she could really wanted to work on that did encompass many of the things that she brought up in the beginning. So I was a little surprised that we could get there quickly.
Mm. Okay, great. Good. Sherry, do you have anything else?
I was on mute there for a moment. Pardon my voice today, everyone. A little bit of a cough. Sure. Yeah. So I guess Monica, what was the best part of the session for you?
Actually, the best part was when she says, "I've really opened my eyes to be authentic and genuine in how I show up." Mm-hmm. So the best part was I think she had said it earlier, there should be a light bulb that goes on over these people that she's, presenting her dog and pony show to. Mm-hmm. And then when she says, I really feel like you've opened my eyes, or I've opened my eyes, that I need to show up authentic and genuine, it was like, yes. So that was probably the best aha moment I had.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Monica, this is Jamie again. I have another question
We
like to ask the coaches. Was there anything that you were managing internally, that sort of self-talk or anything going on that you were dealing with during that session?
Yes. Because Christy and I kind of work together a little bit as well, and I'm aware of some of the meetings that she was referring to. I did have to really do a shift, and again, I if you could see my paper with her name circled on it a gazillion times, to really focus on this discussion is really for her. And not, well, let me give you some guidance or advice as I would in another role. I'm coach right now, and it was I had to really work to focus.
And so I heard you say that one of the strategies you used was really to circle her name and,
mm-hmm.
and right. But what other strategies are there? Is there anything you can share with us, the strategies that you use to maintain focus?
Really, that's probably my strongest one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there are questions that I like that seem to help me.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be like? Is one if this happened, and restate their words or use the opposite of their words.
Mm-hmm.
For me, bringing up monkey mind, it's kind of a long story, but that helps refocus me because I understand that the voice inside my head is chattering at me, and I need to set it aside and say, thank you for sharing, but right now this is all about Christy. So when I bring up monkey mind, sometimes that's because I'm experiencing it right now and I need to get it out into the space and saying, is it possible that you also are having this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I guess, is a strategy. Some of the tools in our toolkit as far as, what are our favorite questions or what words really bring us in, it's listening for the metaphors and opening those up into the space to say, let's really look and see what's behind that, to get back into where she is.
Great. Okay. Sherry, do you have anything else?
Why don't we go ahead and open up the lines to everybody else now. So what are you curious about? Please go ahead and say your first name if you have a comment, a question, or an acknowledgement for Monica. Just go ahead. You can press *6 now. And then just say your first name.
Hello,
and go
this
right
is
ahead.
John.
John, go ahead. Thank you.
First, I want to say, just in looking at Monica's bio, before the class, that Monica, your picture is very warm and engaging and professional. It's just, it just really pulls me in. And then your voice is you have an incredible soothing voice, but just very easy to listen to. And a lot of things impressed me, but I guess the thing that stuck out the most was your coaching presence. Just how you're fully present and flexible and dance in the moment and use humor. And when I looked at your bio, one of your strengths is facilitating small groups and organizational leadership and human resources. So, how easy would it have been to want to lead her in a certain direction or give her answers. And so I thought you just did a great job of being in the moment and your coaching presence. It was just very comfortable and fun to be on the call.
John, thank you so very much. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, John. Who else? Any question or comment or acknowledgement?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Yes, hi, Catherine.
Hi, Monica, thank you so much. And again, I ditto the warmth of your coaching presence. A question I have, I could hear you picking up on your client's metaphors and her language, and one of the metaphors you used several times was about her hero's journey or the hero. And I was curious if that was something that had come up in the past with her or your decision or the fact that you used that question several different times.
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you. I don't believe that she and I have ever really had a conversation about the hero's journey specifically. I know that she is a coach, and so my thought was that she is somewhat familiar with our client is a hero, and they're doing the best they can in everything that they do. So she didn't question me on it, and I honestly didn't think about have I had this conversation with her previously. So it was just I could see it in her, and I just wanted to express that so that she really saw how courageous she was. Doing what she's doing with the passion and still getting the feedback that's causing her the frustration.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Catherine. Who else? I'll follow up on that question that Catherine asked and you answered, Monica.
Yeah.
Would you talk a little bit about, using your intuition or your instincts in coaching?
Mm-hmm.
As you were mentioning that, what came up for you there and talking about the hero's journey. In general, what would you say about, how do you notice or navigate your following your own instincts with a client?
Wow, when you ask how to do something like that. All right, I need to take a look at that. I think I'm not really going to have a very, very concrete answer for you on that one. I think it's being centered myself as a coach,
mm-hmm.
and being a word that Chris used a lot was authentic, and being truly authentic with them, making sure that it's their stuff, not mine, and that's I honestly don't know how to explain it, but I know it is being aware of my physical, how I am physically right now. Am I forward and in the moment with them, or am I pushed back? And I think being aware of my body is one thing,
mm-hmm.
And my breathing, and how am I being in order to see if is it me or is it them?
Mm, yeah.
Am I too much in their space, or am I in my own space? And if I am, is that a coach's space?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way I can explain it.
Great. Yeah, great. Hey, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was a hard one.
I think you did a great job. I got a lot out of your answer. Thank you. Yeah. You're a little bit on the spot here.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I'm good with it.
Okay. I thought you were. Okay, good. Who else has a question or comment for Monica? Again, just press star 6.
Yes, hey, Monica, it's Jamie again.
I think I heard someone else.
Oh,
it's okay. You can go, Jamie. I'll go after.
Monica, I was just wondering if this is a typical kind of session for you.
I guess as typical as different people can be.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as my process, for lack of a better word. Yes, the greeting, the engagement, really just pretty quickly opening it up to them, getting a laundry list maybe of what they're working on, unless we were working on something specific in our last session that had a real authentic action that they were taking that, you know, we wanted to follow up on. But it's pretty open, and then asking, you know, the complete, we didn't know that there would be any specific action that Christy would be able to come to in the 30 minutes, but she did, and I really wasn't going for that. I just wanted to be sure that we were complete in our conversation, that there wasn't anything left hanging.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I do work with a client to get, okay, what's an authentic action that you can take in the next, you know, 10 days or until our next meeting. But it was pretty typical as far as the way it flowed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And who was that who had a question for Monica?
I'm Sylvie. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Sylvie.
First of all, it was a very inspiring coaching session. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was like a dance. I could compare it to a ballet. It was just like up and down and swirl. It was really beautiful. And what I wanted to ask was, sometimes you would say, you ask a lot like to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was very courageous of you to telling her to breathe. And I sort of noticed some unsaid things happening when you were saying that. From her part, it was going deeper into the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
And from your part, the coach, as you say that, was it for you as well, or was it for her?
A little of both,
okay.
Truthfully. Sometimes I ask a client to breathe because I need a breath and I need to maybe recenter. Maybe she said something that caused my monkey mind to rile up a little bit, and so I just need to recenter. And most of the time it's for the client. And what I find the most interesting about that is the more often that I say, let's take a breath, or just breathe, and I breathe with them, you know, so they can hear it. I didn't want to, you know, breathe real loud into the phone, but I do that so they can hear that, let's just refresh a little bit. And then the silence after. One of the things I think I learned the most about in my coach training was, silence is golden. It does give them time to go down another level and peel away another layer. And I'm okay with that. I am so okay with silence that it's almost a little bit frightening at sometimes for the client. They're like, are you still there? I'm like, yeah, I'm here. How are you doing? You ready? Let's, you know. So I think that breathing is probably one of the most calming things that I do as a coach, other than maybe make it light and allow them a moment of levity.
And just another quick question. Is it, mm-hmm. is it a little bit like giving them permission to go there?
Maybe. I hadn't thought of it that way. It's great, great insight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Thanks, Sylvia. Sylvie. Okay, good. All right, any final question or comment from anyone before we move on? Okay, thanks everyone. Thanks for participating. Jamie, would you like to do our next part?
So, thank you everyone for participating in that. And thank you, Monica, of course, for your great answers and your willingness to just really think through those answers.
Very much my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me today. It was a delight.
So I wanted to open the floor to those of you who are listening and just give you another opportunity to share what your takeaways are from this session, either personally or professionally. What are you taking away from this session today? Who'd like to share?
Hi, this is Barkley. I wanted to acknowledge Monica for the way she graciously but effectively interrupted her client, and not even interrupted, but stopped her when she was wanting to go on and just skip over something and on to the next topic. She very skillfully and just brought her back and said, wait, we can't just let that go. Let's stop right here and examine that. And that was my takeaway. I'd like to be better at that. So thanks for modeling that, Monica.
Thanks, Barkley. Who else has a takeaway? Well, I'll say that my takeaway is, and someone has mentioned your voice, Monica, but there beyond just the tone of your voice, there's just a wonderful calm and calming combined with some real energy there. And that's kind of an unusual combination, I think, that energy and the calmness. So my takeaway is just to learn from that and learn how powerful tone is. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. And Barkley, I was on mute, so thank you as well for your comment.
Okay. Is there anyone else? Okay. All right. So, in closing today, again, I just want to thank you so much, Monica Griffith, for your masterful coaching. Next month, we will feature our own Sherry Boone, MCC. The call will be on June 24th at 2 p.m. Eastern, and we hope you will join us. I'm really looking forward to Sherry's masterful coaching. So now we're going to stop the recording and give the final code word.